USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
When it comes to when stay-at-home orders can be lifted across the nation, President Trump says,
the President of the United States calls the shots.
The President telling a White House briefing last evening he's almost done working out a plan to reopen the country, and he adds it could be done ahead of schedule. He also defended his initial response to the coronavirus back in February.
We really have done this right. The problem is the press doesn't cover it.
Dr. Anthony Fauci of the President's Coronavirus Task Force is standing by the White House's response to the pandemic. As Fauci told reporters, President Trump acted on the mitigation advice he's been given by experts. And Fauci mentioned that starting immigration efforts sooner would have saved lives, but he wasn't implying that someone was at fault. And this is USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by Chase Bank. Social distancing means more consumers are performing everyday activities using digital tools these days. And for some, it can be the first time they go digital for things like banking or grocery shopping. Nearly two-thirds of smartphone users over 50 reported in 2019 that they don't use their devices for financial transactions. Chase and AARP Foundation have collaborated to help improve digital confidence and know-how with free videos and worksheets on things like downloading an app, depositing checks, and avoiding scams. Alice Rodriguez, financial health leader for Chase, says,
there are many online tools that can help us handle everyday tasks from home, like banking. These free resources can help you stay safe and confident online and ready to spot misinformation and scams.
To take a free online workshop on financial technology, visit aarpfoundation.org/fintech. Again, that's aarpfoundation.org/fintech.
At least 30 people are dead in the nation's worst tornado outbreak in years as damaging winds swept across the east yesterday, but that followed Easter Sunday's 40 tornadoes reported in the south. 11 people were killed in Mississippi, 9 in South Carolina, 6 in Georgia, and others died under falling trees and inside collapsed buildings in Arkansas and North Carolina. A Florida doctor is losing custody of her young daughter during the coronavirus pandemic. A Miami-Dade judge has temporarily granted Dr. Teresa Green's ex-husband full custody of the couple's 4-year-old daughter until it's believed the coronavirus could no longer be a major health threat. The judge ruling that because Green is dealing with coronavirus patients herself at a South Florida hospital, she could pose a health risk to her child. Green argued that she's capable of keeping her daughter safe. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A coronavirus outbreak is now brewing on the Navy hospital ship docked in the port of Los Angeles. On Monday, the Navy announced 4 more crew members aboard the USNS Mercy have tested positive. That means 7 on the ship's crew have now caught the virus since its first case was reported last Wednesday. Ford Motor Company expects to report nearly a $500 million in losses for the first quarter of this year. The automaker anticipating reporting at least $34 billion in revenue and a $0.6 billion loss in adjusted earnings when figures are released on April 28th. Ticketmaster is now under fire after the company updated its refund policy. Customers say they're outraged because Ticketmaster changed the wording for its refund policy from offering refunds for postponed, rescheduled, or canceled events to only canceled events. Ticketmaster officials say the refund policy for proposed or postponed events has always been set by event organizers and not by them. And the Rekindle Art School in Seattle says video game voice actor Rick May has died after contracting the virus. May appeared in more than 300 shows, widely known for his famous do-a-barrel roll quote from Nintendo's beloved Star Fox 64 video game. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.